street that you can walk. You've got to watch just who you're talking to. They're out to get you. Can't turn your back on a smiling face. Next thing you know, there ain't no trace of you.
Welcome to the We Are Not Cool podcast. I'm your host, Etienne. As always, I'm joined by my deliciously good-looking mocha skin-colored co-host, Josh. Josh, say hi.
What's up, folks?
How you doing, man? How's your week been?
It's been all right. Like, I've had some shitty experiences.
We were supposed to do this podcast like 10 hours ago, but you were late, and yeah. I want you to tell me why you were late. I think you have a reason for this. It'd be kind of funny.
So the topic of today's podcast is shit story.
And you have one to add that happened today, don't you?
Yeah, very current shit story, actually.
I can't wait to hear this.
So, as you know, it's the new week. We're supposed to do this podcast or whatever. So, on the way to, like, I'm in Toronto, pretty much. And
Etienne, you live in Toronto.
I live in Toronto. And Etienne's pretty much Mississauga, like the edge of Toronto, pretty much.
Literally the edge of Toronto.
Yeah, like literally right there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so today I was supposed to come over, as you know, usual or pre-planned or whatever, to do the podcast. And, okay, just as a little, like, background. okay, our last podcast, during that span of me staying at Etienne's house, literally is just, like, non-stop drinking
and
shit. It
was 3 days in a row of drinking.
Yeah, and, like, literally it was 3 days running on 5 hours of sleep. And, like, two meals.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
It was pretty crazy. And then the day after, like, the fourth day after I left his house, I went to this party in Newmarket. And, like, oh, holy fuck. Like, I got so drunk. Like, so fucked up. Just stupid drunk. Like, I was just doing all this dumb shit. Just hitting on the wrong people. Just, like, doing dumbass shit.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, like, I literally, just the whole next day, really, I felt like ass. But the next morning was the worst. But either way, yeah, so there was that. And then, like...
And that's been contributing to your stomach problems?
Yeah, pretty much. And I got, like, really sick, like, recently, within the past, like, 5 days. Yeah. I just got over it. It was, like, feverish, like, flu. It was horrible. Like, I had, like, a head cold and shit. It was, like, I don't know, it was just bad. And then recently, like, as the fever or whatever started going away, the past two days for sure, like, yesterday, in the morning, like, I woke up and I kind of had this, like, weird stomach feeling, and it was whatever, and progressively it got, like, worse throughout the day, and I ended up just having, like, horribly, like, disgustingly soggy diarrhea.
Oh, God, Jesus.
It was bad, like, literally, it was just... It wasn't even the kind of diarrhea where you feel, like, nice after you have it. It's just, like, you feel like shit. And you just want to, like...
It's like, after you shit, you still feel bad.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, God. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
All day yesterday, I was just fucking dying. And, like, constant shits, like, having to go to the washroom all the time. So today, it was slightly better. And I woke up this morning with this, like, same feeling, like, still didn't really go away. So whatever, yeah. Today I'm supposed to come over to Etienne's and blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting ready and everything's fine. So I'm on my way. And like I said, my stomach's, like, not feeling the greatest, right?
I can't wait to hear this.
So, like, pretty much, I leave my house, right? Or the apartment. And... By that point, like, I wasn't feeling that bad, but I was still feeling the same as I did, like, the day before, and, like, just not well, kind of shitty. And the trip to Etienne's house is literally, like, you leave the apartment, it's, like, one bus, and then, like, one more long-ass bus ride all the way to,
you live,
like,
pretty far, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, like, one long bus, so I get on the bus, and I'm, like, pretty okay. I'm, like, all right. I can handle this. And then, progressively, as I'm sitting there, like, on the bus ride, my stomach just starts, like, bubbling and shit.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Oh. Shit. Oh, no. So, yeah, as you can imagine, like, I start getting bubble guts and shit. And, like, I'm just really uncomfortable. And, like, I feel all these, like, gases and shit, right?
Oh, no.
So, I'm like, I just feel like I need to release some gas. So, I start, like, farting and shit, right? I start letting out these, like, little... And these are some deadly farts, okay? These are, like, like dead carcass, like, rotten animal...
Like, Holocaust oven farts.
Holocaust oven farts. Like, sulfuric, like, fumes.
Oh,
just
Jesus.
Straight in your nostrils.
Yeah, yeah.
Just rotten egg everywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. So, yeah, I was like... creating a fucking quarantine zone on the bus, like in the back. Nobody wanted to sit. Like, people were literally getting up and moving because I smelled like such shit.
Okay.
So I thought I was fine, and like for the longest time, I was okay, just like squeezing out like uncomfortable farts.
Yeah, you know, because you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
you have no choice.
Yeah, or else my stomach would like it. Just felt like it was gonna explode. So yeah, make it like. Like 25% of the way, and this is when it starts to get like 75% of the way. So okay. I made it 3/4 of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is when it starts to get like really bad. And by this point, I'm just like to the point where I'm like, oh my god, like I just want to get off this fucking bus and like drop my deuce. I don't even care anymore. Like, oh. And pretty much I held it down all the way to the end of the bus ride, man.
Wow.
Just like as much as I could. And I swear to God, like, 3 or 4 stops before I get off, man, I squeeze out this one last fart, and bruh,
oh, no.
I'm just like,
oh no,
oh fuck, like literally,
it came out,
bruh, so soggy and wet, like I heard
ew.
It, like you know those farts that you hear when it's wet and you're just like, and you're like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You shit yourself on a public transit.
I shit myself on the 52. TTC. I literally fucking, like, I was so disappointed in myself that I made it that far, and I was like,
oh, no.
So I had to sit there in my stool for, like, the next 3 stops.
Oh, what were you thinking? What were you thinking?
I was literally just thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm going to take, like, the nicest shower. I'm just going to clean out my asshole. Like, I was literally just thinking of, like, setting my trousers on fire. Just, like, just burning my boxers.
Were
on
you
the
thinking
spot.
About what other people might have thought?
Like, I didn't even care at that point, to be honest. Because, like, once
shit in your pants.
You yeah, there's people. Shit in your pants. Like, you don't care what's going on around you. I just wanted to get off the bus and, like, go take out my dirty boxers.
Oh,
like,
no, oh, man.
Thank God it wasn't, like... like one of those ones where like it comes out of your ass and it's just unstoppable,
yeah,
like
yeah,
like
yeah. You flow. Can't stop.
Yeah, that would suck. But
so
no.
It was like a one pump yeah. squirt shit.
Yeah, it
pants.
Was just like a little splat, you know.
Oh no.
But still nonetheless, like
no,
any
still,
sort of
it's
shit.
Still like in your gooch and your thighs.
Yeah, like oh it's just so uncomfortable. I hate that shit.
Oh no.
So yeah, that's fucking one of the shit stories.
Jesus Christ, how did you like...
It was bad, like it was so embarrassing. I was just like, thank God nobody really noticed, right? Because like I said, I was like farting the whole time.
Yeah.
So everybody already moved by then.
Everybody was really relocated away from you.
Yeah, and by the time you get to Malton, that's like the end of the bus ride, right? So everybody's already like pretty much off and shit.
How much did you have to walk from the bus to your house?
Oh no, it wasn't even that bad. Literally the bus stop is like right at the end of the street from my house. So I just got off the bus and walked home and like just... took a shower and like
wow.
You know it was great.
That's blessed.
But yeah, currently I still feel like shit. Like my stomach hasn't gotten any better. So yeah,
the entire time you've been here, you've been like, God, I have to take a shit. I have to take a shit.
It's not even that I have to take a shit. It's just on my stomach. It's just
it's
a
off.
Weird bloated like gassy feeling. But every time I try and like squeeze out a fart, it's like I feel like I'm gonna shit.
Jesus Christ, that'd be pretty funny if you shit on the podcast.
Oh
that'd
my
be
God,
fucking
that would be fucking
dope.
Hilarious.
I almost shit myself a couple times in my life.
This is very unattractive, might I mind you. Just like as a side, before you start your story, like I'm really putting myself out there. Like
this is straight up honesty.
Yeah,
for
this
the
is
podcast.
Straight up honesty for the podcast.
Because like you're a very attractive guy. You know what I mean? You have that cool persona. So
yeah, like
you
like,
shit yourself on a bus.
This is very open. Yeah.
Very off putting.
Like I really hope like the listeners don't fucking think of me differently just because I should. Like I know other people have shit themselves, but people don't openly talk about this.
To be honest,
shit,
I don't trust anybody that hasn't shit themselves. Like
you don't trust or anybody who doesn't admit that they've shit.
Yeah, like you're a liar. Like be honest, bro.
Yeah, like you've shit yourself at least like once.
Yeah,
even if it was a little bit.
Yeah,
know?
Or maybe they're like we're young, so maybe people are going to shit themselves in public.
Yeah, it's very quite possible. Like we're only 19.
Yeah,
we're
so
very fucking young.
We've already both shitty. our pants. So like,
yeah. So like, if you haven't shit your pants by now, you're definitely gonna shit your pants.
Yeah, eventually, it's bound to happen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So
I almost shit my pants this summer. Actually, this was like May something or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
This story starts on a Friday. Friday during the day, I was eating mango. It was a really you know how mango, you're supposed to have a crunch to it? You're supposed to be able to bite into this mango?
Well, like, it depends what kind of mango you're eating, right?
Well, yeah, this mango, you're supposed to have a bite into
it. Yeah, I know which apple. One you're talking about. It's like the crunchy, like...
This fucking mango, when I bit into it, it was like I was eating fucking soup. Like, I bit into it, and it was just, it was a liquidy fucking old mango. Oh, and as I'm eating the mango, I'm like, yo, why am I eating this mango? Like, I'm still going through it, though. I ate the whole fucking thing.
Oh, my God. Was this when you were fat, or was
this is when I was skinny, so I was like, yo, I need the fruit calories, whatever the fuck.
I used to fucking dumb idiot.
I used to brainwash myself with. So I ate the whole fucking mango, and this is now we're on Saturday. Saturday morning, yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go to Valley Village. I'm going to have a good day by myself. I'm going to buy some shit. I have some money. So I go downtown. And I go to Lansdowne, the Valley Village on Lansdowne. You know that one.
This is the one with like the
dope shit.
You go into your fucking that guy's.
Yeah.
So
I'm at Lansdowne Valley Village, and I don't remember buying anything. So
I was that the one we went to with Lloyd?
Yeah. I always go with Lloyd.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm there, and I finish. I leave Valley Village because I'm broke, so I buy my stuff from Valley Village, and I'm like, fuck. I still want to like shop around at other Valley Villages. So I go on my phone and I Google Maps the nearest Valley Village. And the second nearest one is like 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I like walking. So I'm like, all right, I'll walk it. I don't give a shit. I have music on. I'm good. It's a good summer day. It's beautiful. So I start walking. 10 minutes into the walk, I pass a coffee time. And this is really important into this story. I pass a coffee time. And I walk past the coffee time for like 10 minutes. 10 minutes after I pass the coffee time, I'm like, oh shit. I get the bubbly feeling in my stomach. Oh no. Oh shit. I stop and I lean against the wall. I'm like, okay, this is gonna pass. It's probably just a fart. I'm good. The bubbly feeling does not stop, bro. It keeps going, and it keeps going up the mountain, and it's climaxing at the mountain, peaking. Bro. I'm feeling it in my brain. That's how much I'm bubbling. I'm like, fuck, I gotta go back to the coffee time and shit myself. So I'm running back to the coffee time. In the middle of the day, cars are passing by. I'm running to a fucking coffee time, and I run inside, and I get into the bathroom. I lock the door, and I shit. I shit all over the toilet. I'm having the most blessed shit of my life, bro. Nice. I'm pooping and pooping and pooping. I'm like, ah, I'm good. I wipe. I'm done. I get out of the coffee time. I'm like, ah, life is good. I walk. I keep on going on my excursion to fucking Valley Village.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, the bubbly feeling comes back. The bubbly feeling is back.
Wait, hold on. What was the shit at the coffee time? Like a disgusting diarrhea.
It was a sludgy, fucking watery piece of garbage. That's what it was. It was some good shit.
Good shit. All right, I feel that.
So
I smell you.
After I left the coffee time, 5 minutes later, it hits me again, the bubbly feeling. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go back to coffee time. So I run back to coffee time, and I shit again. And it's a pretty nice shit.
Oh my god, so this is the second shit.
Two shits already. I'm two shits into the story. I'm like, oh boy.
Are these big shits too? Like, are you like releasing
your bowels? Very sludgy, watery shits, but they're not like coiling, they're like just long shits. They're like periodical. Like, they come out, and then I gotta wait, and I feel like I got shit, and then they come out again.
Yeah.
And it's not very much, but it's still very smelly. So I finished the second time. I'm like, okay, fuck the second Valley Village. I'm just gonna go to the Whole Foods where my mom works, and I'm gonna pick her up, and we're gonna go home together because I was gonna pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
So I go onto the subway, and we're at Lansdowne Station. Next station is Dundas West Station. After we're at Dundas West Station, I get the bubbly feeling once more, bro. I'm like, Oh, shit. I'm on a subway right now. And we're at Dundas West Station, and I have to get off at Bay Station. For those of you who don't know, people who are not in Toronto, whatever the fuck, that's like six stations.
Yeah, that's I live there, and yo, that's...
That's like a full 8-9 minutes.
Yeah, if you need a shit, like...
That's forever. Yeah. That's for fucking ever. That's the Godfather Part 2 length. Like, yeah, that's like 3.5 hours.
Fucking shit.
So... I'm like, shit, bro. I got the bubbly feeling. So, and there's no seats too. So I'm standing. So I can't even hold it in. I have to cross my legs like this. I'm crossing my legs like holding in the shit. I'm like, oh boy. Next station is Bathurst Station. I hear that announcement. As soon as I hear the woman's announcement, I'm like, I'm gonna shit my pants. The shit is right at my anus, like it's turtling right now.
I know those ones too well. Like literally, you feel it like right at the brim of your.
It's asshole. Like imagine a turtle when they put their head into the shell and their head slowly peeking out of the shell. That's what my shit was in my anus. The
pressure just building up.
It's unfucking real.
So, it's just so painful.
So I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get off at the station. I gotta find somewhere to shit as soon as fucking possible, ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP, Rocky, bro. Like I gotta go out of here. So
ASAP, no Rocky.
And the announcement comes. I'm now arriving at Bathurst Station. I fucking run out of the fucking subway car and I'm going up the stairs. And I'm literally like, to paint a picture, I'm running up the stairs with my hands on my ass cheeks to hold the shit in. Like, I'm so happy nobody was there, dog. I'm running up the stairs. I'm running like I'm leaping three steps at a time. Like, that's, I'm fucking killing it. Usain bolting it up the stairs.
The fastest though, like.
Bro, it's ridiculous how fast I went up those stairs. So I got to the doors. And you know those doors that turn? They have like those bars.
Yeah.
And you have to spin them through.
Yeah.
There's these fucking group of kids there, dog.
Oh.
One of them, I'm waiting like kind of in line almost.
Yeah.
One of them gets on the, like they hop on the bars and they go around it slowly until they get on the other side. Next kid does the exact same fucking thing. Slowly as fuck. Third kid, he's about to do it. I'm like, I can't do this. I push the fucking kid out of the way. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go through. The kid falls, dog. The kid fell. I ran out of Bathurst Station. I'm outside Bathurst Station right now. I have ahead of me, and then I have to the left of me. The left of me is a Pizzaville. Ahead of me is an alleyway.
I would have just shit in the alleyway if I were you.
I wasn't that desperate yet. I was close, though. Up ahead, the alleyway is a library. The Toronto Library. I'm like, fuck, there has to be a bathroom at the library. Yeah. I run up to the library. I run across the fucking alleyway with my hands on my ass. To the library. I get to the library. The fucking library is closed, my dog.
Oh my god. Closed. Just bad luck.
I'm knocking on the fucking... There's nobody there! It's closed! Now, to backtrack 30 seconds, as I'm in the alleyway, I see that there's a house. There's a stair... There's like a set of stairs that go up into a house. And there's like towels and stuff. Like somebody hung their wet towels there. Somebody lives there.
Yeah.
So I run to the library. Library's closed. I'm like, fuck, I gotta go to that house. That house is my only option, or else I'm gonna shit my pants. I run up the stairs of a guy's house.
Oh my
God. I go into the kitchen. As I'm in the kitchen,
the door's open.
The door's wide open. It's summertime, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me. This guy comes. I'm in a man's house. I run into a guy's house.
A complete stranger.
I'm into his kitchen. This is how far into his house I am. Behind me, his oven is on, and there's a pot with boiling water. Behind me, I'm like five steps into this guy's house. I'm trespassing. I'm like, sir. I'm so sorry. I know this is weird, but can I please use your washroom? The guy's looking at me like, no, dude, you can't use the washroom. I don't know you. Get out of my house.
I'd be like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to steal anything. Here's my phone. Take my phone. I promise you, I'm not going to steal anything. I need to do washroom. He's like, I can't let you do that, man. I was like, fuck.
Oh.
This is my last resort, dude. I was like, fuck, no. I was like, please, sir, please. I'm begging you, Take my phone. Take my keys. I won't steal anything from you. He's like, I can't. I was like, fuck. So I run down the stairs. I'm like, shit, this guy might know where a bathroom is. So I run back up the stairs. As I'm running up the stairs, my fucking change falls into the stairs. I lose money. I lose like $8 in change.
Oh my god.
I go to the guy's like, sir. He's like, yeah. I'm like, do you know where I could find a bathroom? He's like, there's a restaurant on Bloor Street right here. If you want to go, maybe there'll be a bathroom there. I was like, Okay. So I run down the stairs. I go up to the alleyway towards the library, and I go up on Bloor Street. I get onto Bloor Street. I go into a Vietnamese restaurant. I go, can I please use the washroom? These guys are like, no, it's only for customer.
Oh.
I was like, I need to use your washroom, please. I'm so sorry. I need to use your washroom. He's like, no, I'm so sorry. I was like, fuck! And I ran out of the fucking Vietnamese restaurant. I go into this fucking record store. And there's these two fucking dudes and a girl at the table. And I'm like, can I please use your washroom? And listen to what these fucking cunts said. They're like, oh, no, I'm sorry. We can't let customers use it. I was like, please, I'm dying to use your fucking washroom. I said that. I'm dying to use your fucking washroom. And they look at me and they're like, nah, it's broken. either customers can't use it or the fucking bathroom is broken. What a You're lying to me right
piece
now.
Piece of shit.
You don't want me to use your bathroom, you piece of shit. Like, nah, we can't really do that. I was like, fuck! So I ran out of the fucking I'm running up Bloor Street with my hands on my ass, bro. And I see the pizza villa that I saw originally when I got out of the bathroom station. I'm like, this is definitely last resort, or else I'm gonna shit my pants, or I'm gonna shit in, like, in the street. And as I'm running to Pizzaville, my number one fear is they're gonna say no to me, and I'm gonna have to shit myself like in the street, and people are gonna world star me. They're gonna videotape me and put me on world star. That was what I was thinking of. That was like the image in my head. Somebody going, world star, this dude's shitting his pants and shit. I was so frightened. I got to the Pizzaville. I'm like, can I please use your washroom? Please use your washroom. They're like, yes. And I'm like, it's like in that scene in the movie where somebody says something and the author music starts playing. I was like, yay, yes, I can use your washroom. I run to the door, the door's locked. I'm like, the door's locked, the door's locked. And they give me that fucking key that's on like a ruler. You're like
scrambling.
Yeah, I'm like, the door's not working. And they give me that key that's like connected to that bar of wood. You know what I mean? And I open the door and I shit. And I go into the bathroom and I take them. To this day, it's the best shit I've ever had in my entire fucking life. I'm shitting for like 25 minutes straight, like nonstop fucking Niagara Falls shit out of my ass. Like I'm flooding the toilet type of shit. Noah's Ark fucking water shit.
Oh my god.
And it's the most blessed shit I've ever had in my entire life. I'm finally finished the shit and I stay on the toilet for 15 more minutes. Just to make sure, because already I've had the bubbling sensation twice after I shit.
You didn't want
to
fuck up. Like,
so I had to trust. I couldn't trust my body. You know what I mean? Yeah. I had to stay there. 15 minutes passed. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait another 5 minutes. 5 minutes passed. I'm good. I'm like, okay, it's finally passed. My body feels clean. I feel weightless right now.
Yeah.
I turn to my left to wipe. There is no toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
I had to use the fucking napkins that they had there. It was so horrible on my asshole, bro. It hurt so
bad. To top the cherry on the cake.
Bro, no fucking toilet paper. Like, how you get dizzy like this? This is why I don't believe in God. Because he can never hook you up with a favorite. He's it's always fucking you on a daily basis, bro.
Well, at least he gave you the toilet, man. Like, he didn't world star you.
That's true.
Like, literally, bro, people in Toronto suck, man. They see something like that, and the first thing they do is, like, pull out their fucking
phone. Yo, this dude is shitting himself
out. Yo, fam, yo, come check out this guy.
Check this guy out, fam. With all over face. Like, oh, God, it was so embarrassing. That would have ruined my life. I'm probably going to kill myself.
You probably would have been internet famous.
Just God.
Some Toronto guy shitting himself on Blue Street.
And I got to the toilet. The guy's like, hey, are you okay, man? Because I was there for an hour. I was like, yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much for giving me the toilet. He's like, you sure you're okay? I was like, yeah. He's like, here, take some 7-Up. He gave me a free 7-Up can.
Oh, fucking lucky.
That guy was my savior. I was really blessed.
At least you didn't shit yourself, man. Like, I actually shit myself. Like, shit came out of my ass. I had to throw out my boxers.
And that leads me into my second shit story. This summer in August.
So was this before or after the shit story?
The story I'm about to tell right now was after the story in Toronto.
Okay.
This story I told in Toronto, that was like May or some shit. Mm-hmm. This story, I actually shit myself. It was like August or whatever the fuck. And just to give some Jaeger shot is making you feel good?
Oh my god, no, it felt nice. It just gave me the shivers.
To have a break from the shit story, I'm going to get right into it. Make sure I get right into it. A lot of people have been giving me some notes recently on the podcast. Oh yeah,
you said you were going to talk about
that. Yeah, completely derailed.
Yeah, you didn't even talk to me about that yet.
So yeah. I'm curious. This is technically our third podcast.
Yeah, technically.
I didn't release a second one because...
There was a lot of
things that need to be edited out, and here's some notes I got. One, Ramen cannot be on the podcast if he's not being regulated. Ramen is awful on podcasts.
Yeah, Ramen Yokata,
he's terrible.
You're horrible. Just
this guy was on his phone. He's dropping the mic and shit. He called somebody. I didn't even want to say what he called somebody.
Yeah, because
some racist ass shit.
This is definitely going up on the internet for people to hear.
To be honest, I don't think Ramen was thinking this is gonna be on the internet forever.
Honestly, I don't think just Ramen understands the situation of what's actually happening.
Yeah,
I think he just thinks it's whatever, and it's just a little thing, you know. But people actually listen to the shit. Like, it might not be a lot.
It's not a lot, but like, we got 50-something listens on SoundCloud.
Yeah, that surprised 50, the shit out of me.
That's 49 more listens than I thought we were going to get.
Yeah, literally, I thought we were going to get, like, 5.
Real spit. I thought we were going to get, yeah, 5.
I was just like, wow.
50-something? I'm like, wow.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty, I'm pretty proud of
for
us.
For, like, our first part, yeah.
So imagine if people heard Ramen saying that shit.
Yeah, holy
like,
shit.
Like, one, we lose anybody who's ever going to listen. And yeah, two, that's his image shit on the internet from now on.
Yeah.
So,
like, I've already looked at as... I don't even know what the fuck I'm looked at yet because I haven't really built a famous social media profile.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't want it to be like some racist ass fucking bullshit. Like, literally, yeah, it was so bad.
Like,
but just for like, we don't have to say exactly who it was about or like what it was really, but it was just like a lot of like racism towards like, yeah, Middle Eastern people, especially.
Like, we can't, and like, we love Ramen. And Ramen's not a racist. Yeah. Ramen's a beautiful man.
Fucking Iraqi. That's he's what Iraqi, surprises yeah me. I'm just like, bro, you're Middle Eastern.
He just wasn't thinking. He wasn't thinking. He just came out.
Yeah.
He was thinking he was too comfortable.
Yeah. No, even shit that I was saying was pretty fucked.
Yeah,
up.
Like, you had something with like a personal friend of yours that you wanted me to cut out. It, yeah, it would have been a bad second episode, is what we're getting.
Yeah, it was just, it wasn't good. There was a lot of parts that like we wanted to cut out, and there was a lot of bickering and bantering and going off topic.
Some notes I got off that second one is one, you gotta stop saying the N-word. Because yeah, that's off-putting.
You know, yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, I don't even know where the fuck I got it from, but I just guess I developed the habit just from, like,
yeah,
listening to all this rap and just being, like, around all this trap influence, yeah, and shit, yeah, from, like, this new generation.
You haven't said it this episode, which is pretty dope.
I haven't, no, because I've literally been trying to focus on it, man. Like, literally, when, yeah, I say that, I'm wondering, should I feel like one of those ignorant, like, kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And based off the first episode, I gotta stop, me personally, I have to stop referring to women as bitches.
No, honestly, I refer to women as bitches, but, like,
it's just,
it's different, bro. Like,
the way I was saying it, it was just like, why am I saying this? Like,
no, like, I feel the same way. Like, I don't view all women as bitches. Like, literally, like I said, it's just, to be honest, subconsciously, our minds, like,
it's in our vocabulary.
Yeah, it's in our vocabulary. Like, when we refer to fucking, like, females, it's just like, yo, like, I'm gonna go chill with some bitches.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Like, literally,
it's not good.
It's just the generation and, like, all the media and, like, everything we're exposed to nowadays that literally just, like, brainwashes us into, like, not thinking it's okay, but we don't realize what, yeah, we're doing. Like, we kind of just do it without thinking.
Like, it's still, like, a derogatory, like, yeah, term still, for a woman.
It's fucked up, yeah. But, like, don't get me wrong. There are actual bitches, man. Like, some, well, yeah, girls are, like, fucking scum.
But it's unfair to me to refer to some random girl as a bitch.
Yeah, just, like, all... It shouldn't be, yeah, a generalization for, yeah, all...
It doesn't make any sense. Women. So, those are two notes.
Other than the bitch,
like, we gotta just, that we'll do our best to never really say that shit on the podcast, yeah, again, because it's just not good.
Yeah, like, I'm not racist, like, whatever. Just so you guys know,
it's just a term of endearment, as white people would say.
Yeah.
So
I need to find a surrogate for, like, the N-word. Like, I say homie and, like, bruh, and, yeah, like, all those other shit, but, like, yeah, dog.
Dog's a good one.
Yeah, but I feel like such a white person when I say dog now. Because literally, okay,
I say dog.
I affect this weird, like ghetto accent when I talk to certain people. Like, literally, I've noticed that I have it sometimes when I talk normally. But when I talk to you and shit, it's just because you talk like a super white guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've noticed that I just do that.
Like, you think you, like, you, I don't want to say conform, but, like, you,
no, I do. I do.
To people you're talking to?
Yeah, I do definitely, like, change my personality, I guess, or my persona, depending on, like, who I'm with.
Oh, really?
So, like, I guess you could say I'd be more ghetto around, like, people who listen to, like, not even listen, just people who, like, are into different shit, you know, like, yeah, Lloyd and shit.
Yeah.
I'd obviously be more ghetto around him because he's into, like, Future and, like, all that shit. And, like,
but around me, you're talk, like, more pronounced, do you think?
Yeah, honestly, I enjoy talking like this just because of the fact that, like, I don't feel as ignorant, you know?
You sound clearer.
Yeah, I sound a lot clearer. Like, I pronounce my words properly. Like, I just sound a lot more intellectual, realistically.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like, majority of the time when I talk in public and shit, I sound like a real dumbass, bro. Like, I sound like a real fucking idiot. I'm not even playing. Like, I say some ignorant-ass shit, and I don't realize until afterwards. And, like, now that I'm getting older and shit, I started realizing it. And I wanted to, like, cut down on that shit. Like, I still like acting foolish sometimes and shit, but all the time, like, no, yo, I want to be taken seriously nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's, like, older people, because if, like, we're definitely going to be doing videos and shit, so the viewers or listeners or whatever.
10th episode.
10th episode for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys are definitely going to get to see what we look like and shit if you don't know who we are, like, yeah, in person. But, Yeah, I guess, like, I have spacers and a nose piercing and shit.
You're, like, the ideal Tumblr man.
I guess.
Basically.
Some people say, yeah. So are you, though. Like, you well, fucking...
I'm, like...
Oh. Pulp Fiction tattoo, like, all these, like, cool yeah. artsy...
I guess, I see what you're saying, but,
yeah,
like,
we're both... both aspects of the hipster-esque kind of
we
Tumblr.
We both look like what dudes in 2016 look like.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a very, like, yeah.
So, I don't know. It feels kind of good to speak... with a better vernacular than it is to speak with, like, yo, what are you talking about?
Yo, Wagwan.
I don't want to talk like a Toronto man. I want to talk like a regular guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. I don't want to be generalized as, like, one of those fucking retards.
Yeah.
Because I do talk like that.
It's impossible not to. Like, it's impossible not to.
And, like, I want to stop saying, like, still.
Oh, really?
And, like, what else? There was another one that Dunno? I messed up. I think it was Dunno. No. I think Dunno I'm okay with. What was it? It wasn't Wagwan. It was like some other, like...
It was some other slang term that was
Just
nonsense.
Made me feel stupid.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. It makes you feel like a high school kid still.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's not cool to feel like that.
I don't know. It was just...
We're almost 20 years old. You know what I mean? We can't still be talking like that.
Oh, a lie.
Oh,
that's what it was.
Yeah,
a lie.
Yeah.
I hate saying a lie.
A lie is a bad one. I'm happy I've never really said that much. I always say that when I'm lying.
I only say that when I get, like, really ghetto.
Okay.
Like, you a lie, fam? A lie?
It's just a nonsense sentence. A lie? Like, a lie, fam?
It just sounds so stupid. Like, oh,
yeah, that bitch with a fat ass, a lie? It's just, no, man.
No, like, you could say the same sentence and without sound a lot smarter.
Yeah, like, wow, like, she's a great ass.
Yeah.
You sound like,
but
you
she
know?
Has a great ass. You could still say it like, yo. Like,
good for her. She's a great ass.
Yeah. You still sound say ghetto, I guess. Like, no, like, they want to sound ghetto. Like, they want to sound hard, I assume.
Yeah.
And when I say they, I'm referring to, like ghetto, kind of, like, gangster, like, hood people.
Yeah.
Hood people.
Yeah. In other words, for.
It's not, like, black people, man. Like, black people, that's so bad to say, because that's, once again, a generalization and shit. So, it's not just black people. It's all ghetto people, man. There's, like,
it really is just ghetto people.
Yeah, it's like ghetto black people, ghetto Somali people, ghetto Spanish people, yeah, like ghetto Mexicans.
Ghetto,
like,
white people.
Yeah, there's ghetto, there's trailer trash, there's hicks and shit.
Yeah.
There's every race has its type of ghetto.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's the cartels, there's the fucking gangs, exactly. There's the fucking...
So it's never really good to sound like that.
Yeah. It's just, I still want to have my fucking... urbanized accent and shit, because, bro, I was born in Los Angeles. I was raised in, like, so I want to, like, maintain that kind of coolness and shit, but at the same time, like, you see how I'm talking right now?
Yeah.
Like, I still affect that slight...
peppered in. Peppered in.
Very slight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I just want to maintain that and, like, focus on that shit. Well, not focus on it, but just work on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't know.
Eventually, that'll become a thing where it's just you being yourself.
Yeah.
I
don't know, with you and shit, and, like, with Kyle, like, Kyle's my best friend, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why, it's just, like, you two, and I'd say, like, a couple other people, like, know, like, the real me. Like, this is how I actually talk. Like, no conforming, no nothing.
No,
like,
bullshit.
I don't know, yeah, no, I don't know what it is about you. I just, like, feel super comfortable with you.
It's because we're white.
Yeah. No, that's why, like, I was super down to do this podcast and shit with you, right? Like, I was, as soon as you came to me with this idea, I was just like, fuck yeah, I get to do something with Etienne, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, because literally, like, literally one of the funniest guys I know. I literally just die all the time. Just every time we chill. And, like, your group of friends and shit, you're just all fucking hilarious ass dudes, always having a good time.
I don't know. In high school, I always gravitated towards the funny guy.
Yeah, like, I wish I did more shit like that. Like, I wish I fucking stuck around more, like, different, diverse cliques and shit. And, like, I really wish I stuck around the funnier people and shit.
Yeah.
But I guess that just didn't really... care. I was literally just smoking weed. Like, I was just I fucking blazed my fucking skull out.
You were the burnout, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a question I wanted to ask you. Because we were gonna talk about the first podcast, but we got derailed. Tell me about the first time you smoked weed, dude.
Oh yeah.
This is gonna be good.
This is just like a little side thing from, like, the shit stories today.
Yeah. We'll get back into the shit stories right after this one. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let me get comfortable a little bit. It's not even that long. It's just, like, a little 1-2. But, yeah, so this was grade 9.
So 2010, 2011?
Yeah, around then.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, fuck.
It's crazy.
So yeah, around then. And I was literally, I was exposed to weed before that, but I wasn't actually, I never actually smoked it. I never actually, been physically around it and shit.
Yeah.
And I guess I kind of, got the impression, but I never, was educated enough to know that my cousins smoked weed. So, my older cousin, a couple years older than me,
yeah.
And my younger cousin, who's, a year younger than me, started smoking weed in, grade 8.
So really?
Before I did. Pretty Jesus. Much. Yeah. So, or technically, since he's, a year younger than me, around the same time I did, but, in his lifetime, he started before I did.
Okay, yeah. So, basically, you were exposed to it.
Yeah, around grade 9, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I guess, I don't know. In grade 8, I never thought I was going to, become this heavy stoner and shit. My friends called it. They thought I was going to be, a juggie and shit, but no. I figured I was going to be, a stoner or something.
Yeah.
And, surely enough as it is, I met some, older grade 12 kids and shit that I knew from, elementary school.
Okay.
And they were cool with me and shit, and, I started making all these friends and shit. And then, progressively, I started finding out that, all these dudes, not all these people, more and more people, smoked in high school and shit. And I was just oh, cool.
Yeah.
So this is, the thing to do, right? And then, I guess, I just saw enough people doing it that one day I was just you know what?
Let me be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to try this shit. And I was the first one out of all my friends.
Really?
Back then, I had a pretty big group of friends. Just because we just started high school and we just made...
It was your St. Rafe's crew, right?
Yeah, it was the St. Rafe's crew plus the little people who we just started bringing in, friends from high school.
Yeah, shit, right?
So, yeah, we had a pretty big crew and, none of them has smoked weed yet. And pretty much, I said, I had these, older grade 12 friends and shit who, already smoked and shit. And yeah, since I was curious, I was just like, oh no, I remember what happened. My cousin, I think I was at his house one time, and I haven't actually smoked weed at this point. And this is when he lived back in Caledon and shit. So he was out far, and he used to sleep over at his house for a couple days at a time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so literally I went to his house one time and he gave me this little, pouch or whatever with shitty, just a cheap little metal pipe and shit.
Yeah.
And a water pipe.
Oh, okay.
It was a little bubbler thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was super cheap. Shit that
you got the convenience store.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. I found that out later. But yeah, it was all used and shit. And it's funny because he got it from his cousin, and then his cousin got it from some other guy, and some other guy got it from some other guy. It'd
been passed around a lot.
Yeah, literally, so these, two cheap-ass, shitty weed utensils have been passed, through a bunch of dudes down to, me and shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I finally got the shit. I was like, okay. My cousins are starting to, show me more shit about weed, and obviously the school influences. So I had this little pipe or whatever, and I was just like, you know what? I think it's about time. So I talked to my fucking grade 12 friends where I was like, yo, could you get me some weed?
Okay.
And they're just like, yeah, for sure. How much do you want? And I'm just like, well, I don't know.
You don't know the measurements for how much things are?
Yeah, back then I didn't know shit.
So yeah, you're a weed virgin.
Yeah, I was just like, well, just what's the least you can get me?
And yeah.
It was just a gram. How much is that? $10.
Yeah.
It was just okay, soft. So I gave him $10 and it looking back on it now, I was such a pussy. I was so scared. I made everything so discreet. I gave the guy that I was smoking with $10 to go fucking buy it. And, I literally waited on, the third floor or some shit.
Oh, you didn't even buy it. You were like...
Yeah, no, I gave it to, it was a caution, Adam.
Okay, yeah. As long as there's no middle... Last names were good.
Yeah, no last names and shit. Yeah. But, a caution Adam, these two guys... I still fucking talk to Akash, and I sessioned with them a couple times, this past year and shit.
Oh.
He's doing it. I haven't seen Adam, though. But either way, yeah. Adam and Akash or whatever, fucking... They coughed for me.
Wait, so you gave the money to who?
To Akash.
Okay, and he went to go get it.
Yeah, he went to go get it. I think I was just chilling with Adam, and then he came back. He's like, all right, yo, let's go. So I was like, all right. And I had my fucking little shitty pipe with me and shit.
Yeah.
And it was wintertime. I remember this so clearly.
Wow.
So we went out, and it was lunch or whatever. And there's a park, near our school and shit, for those who don't know. Right right behind the field and shit, like, you could see it from the school. Right? Yeah, so, yeah. There's, like, a walkway, and we're literally just walking up the walkway and shit. And, like, as we're walking, we're, like, packing the weed into the pipe and shit. And I remember this so clearly. So, first, Akash takes a hit, and then Adam takes a hit, and they're, like, okay. They cough a little bit, but they're, like, fine.
Yeah. You know? Had they done it before?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, they were in, like, grade 11, grade 12.
By okay, so you were the only one that was the first one.
Yeah. So they were kind of, like, taking my weed virginity pretty much.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They popped your marijuana cherry.
Yeah. So real shit. They fucking had their tokes and they were fine or whatever, and I was the last one to try it. So I was just like, okay. And, yeah, so they passed me it, and, bruh, like, looking back at it now, my first toke of weed ever, I almost vomited.
Really?
Like, I almost threw up. I swear to God. Like, literally, I inhaled, and it was, like, the shittiest tasting shit. Yeah,
it really doesn't taste good.
Of, like, all shit. I was like, just, like, cough my brains out. Like, thought I was going to throw up and shit. I was like, I didn't think I was going to throw up because, like, of the effect.
Yeah.
I just thought I was going to throw because of the taste and, like, the smoke actually entering my lungs.
Yeah.
Just the actual nauseating. Yeah. So it was just, like, a lot because I've never actually smoked cigarettes. I've never smoked anything
before. Oh, wow. This is your completely first
time. Yeah. So, like, my virgin lungs is, like, completely.
Yeah. Untainted lungs.
Yeah. So literally, like, I had my first pull and I was, like, I almost yacked and shit. I was like, it's not so bad. And then I took another pull, and it kind of got better. And then took, like, a couple more pulls, and it still tasted like shit, but...
You were okay with it?
Yeah, I was, like, progressively, like, coughing. I was still coughing my brains out and taking, like, bitch-ass pulls, but, like, I forced myself to, you know, like, finish the bowl with Akash and fucking Adam and shit. And I remember, like, not feeling high, like, whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was just like, yo, like, is that it? And they're just like, yeah. And I'm pretty sure they kept the rest of the weed just because, like, they thought, like, I was a junior or something. Yeah. But, like, honestly, I didn't even care. I just wanted to, like, you know, try it.
Yeah.
And it was $10. So,
yeah, whatever.
So we smoked. I'm not sure if we smoked another bowl or it was just that one bowl. I don't even remember. All I remember is that, like, we smoked and then... I remember Akash was fucking high as shit. Because, like, we went to the plaza after. Yeah. There's a plaza near our school, too. And we were, like, walking to the plaza from the park. And this guy, like, I literally handed him the pipe just to, like, ash it out or whatever. And this guy just throws the pipe, like, into the snow.
Are you
like,
serious?
Yeah, we're just walking. I'm just like, yo bro, what the fuck?
That's such a high person thing
to do. Yeah, I was just like, why did you just do it? He's like, oh, I thought you wanted me to throw it. I was just like, no, bro.
Whenever you're high, you don't want to deal with nothing. You're just like, okay, whatever.
Fuck you literally just throws it in the snow.
Yeah, I know. That's funny, though.
But yeah, and then I went to the plaza or whatever. I was just, and I, like, told them both, like, oh, yeah, like, I'll see you guys later. Like, thanks for doing this for me and shit.
And at this point, how are you feeling?
At this point, like, I wasn't high. Like, I swear to God, like, wow. I just didn't get high. And, like, I went to the pizza store.
Yeah.
And I bought some pizza. And I remember I had music class third period. Okay. Or fourth. Yeah, it was third period.
It would be third period.
Yeah. So I had music with, like, Sal and Tanvir and Justin and Theo and shit.
Blessed.
Yeah, so literally I went to class and shit. And I told them, like, yo, bro, guys, I spoke to you. Time.
Wow.
And, like, when I was in class, I'm not sure if it was, like, because it was cold outside and shit. Like, it was really cold.
Yeah.
Not sure if it was because it was cold or, like, whatever. But when I went inside, I guess I kind of felt high, like, when I was eating the pizza in Ms. Zulo's class.
Okay.
Like, I was just, like, in the back of the class. I'm, like, literally Justin and, like, Sour just making jokes about me and shit. I was there, like, you know, chilling.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and that was it. So I didn't really get high.
Really? You didn't even feel it? Really?
The first time I smoked Kush, I didn't really
get high. The pizza didn't taste better? The music wasn't better?
No.
Good Lord.
Yeah, the second time I smoked weed.
I can imagine.
I was like...
You know what? You probably made the same mistake I did, where you inhaled, but you didn't inhale it into your lungs.
Yeah.
You just had it in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what I did the first time. I fucked up.
No, I definitely inhaled
into
my lungs. That's why I, like, almost threw up, because, like, I, like, seized up.
Maybe you were expecting something more?
No, I know for a fact it's because, like, I was still taking bitch bowls and shit, and it's just, like, the circumstances, I probably didn't smoke enough, and, like, it was a pipe, too. Like, pipes are, like, the least.
And the weather has a lot to do with it. When it's cold,
you don't feel it. Yeah, yeah, as much as you would when it's warmer. So, like, it was just a bunch of circumstances, like, didn't smoke enough, the weather, and, like, vitamin shit weed. So, yeah, the first time I smoked, I didn't really get that high.
That's shocking. Really,
I don't, yeah. But the second time I smoked.
I'm interested in this.
So
is this still grade 9?
Yeah, still grade 9.
Okay.
And this is like, hold on, I need to blow my nose real quick.
All right, yeah.
Like, my nose is getting stuffy. Yeah.
Josh is about to blow his nose right now with toilet paper because my family is too poor to afford tissue paper. Poor,
I fucking live in a one room apartment and I still fucking buy tissue paper.
That's for the podcast, bro.
Yeah. I got some on my lip. That's nice.
Yeah. Let me kiss you, bro. Lick it off.
Lick it off. But, yeah.
It's all good.
So
the second time you got high.
Yeah, the second time. The second time I smoked weed was with Justin and Tanbeard. Those are, like, two of my dogs who I still see to this day. Tanbeer. Not as much as I'd like to.
We're going to see Tanbeer soon.
Yeah, we're going to see Tanbeer soon. We're going to go up to Peterborough fucking party with his crazy ass.
That's
going to
be fucking fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty fucking crazy.
But yeah, you were Justin and Tanbeer?
So yeah, I was with Justin and Tanbeer the second time I smoked. And they, like, Tanbeer was honest. He admitted that was the first time, like, he's ever, like, smoked weed, like, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Justin was kind of, like, on the fence. Like, he kind of, like, tried to bullshit. Like, he's just like, oh, yeah, like, I spoke with my brother before. But, like,
yeah, okay.
So I was just like, all right, you know, whatever. And yeah, so I smoked with them and this time it was like, remember how I said I got the pipe and then like the water pipe and they were both.
Yeah.
So this time we used the water pipe.
Okay. The bubbling thing.
Yeah. And at this point it was already like winter was like finishing and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So like we could go out into like the forest and shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is definitely 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, it was still cold. I remember. Still kind of cold, but, like, winter was still ending.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we went out to this park near my house and shit. We brought the water pipe, and it was, like, after school or whatever. So I bought, like, a gram of weed or whatever, and me, him, and Justin smoked, and we went to our friend's Kyle's after.
Mm.
And... like I said, like, I smoked, like, one time before this, so, like, I thought I had some experience, so I literally tried to, like, you know, show them, like, what I learned and shit. It wasn't much, but it was just, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they didn't really get that high, right? Because, like, I'm not sure if it was their first time or they just weren't inhaling.
Oh, maybe they had the same effect as you did the first time.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but literally they didn't really get that high, but, yo. I got zooped.
Really?
Like, literally, I got high.
Did you get the whole everything was spinning, like, thing?
It wasn't even spinning. It was just, like, I was just high, bro. Like, literally, I thought, like, somebody fucking, like, zooped our shit. Like,
You thought you were poisoned.
Yeah, I thought somebody, like tampered with our fucking weed or some shit. I thought, like...
wow, like in Friday.
Yeah, because literally... we were walking to Kyle's house or whatever, and, like, this is right after we finished one here, whatever, like, 5 minutes, and we were walking to Kyle's, and Justin and Tanby were fine, and we were just, like, talking normally, and progressively, I'm just feeling, like, weirder and weirder. I'm just like,
oh, my.
What the fuck? It's just, like, this weird, like, head feeling, right? And I kind of felt like I was walking, but, like, I wasn't controlling myself. Like,
yes,
my body was kind of, like, walking for me.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Oh, you farted. Nice.
Yeah, nice. But, oh, my God, my knees are kind of hurting.
Get comfortable. Let me just fix the mic for you right there. But, yeah, you were walking and your body was doing it for you. You were adjusted in.
Yeah, so literally I was walking and I felt like my body was, like, walking for me or whatever. And I was just like, whoa. So I immediately told, like, Justin and Tanvir. I was just like, yo, guys, like.
I'm high?
Like, I feel high. Like, I feel it, bro. Like, this is not what I felt last time. Because they knew this was my second time, right?
Yeah.
And they're just like, yo, blah, blah, Josh is high, blah, blah, blah. And I remember being so high that I was just like, I was telling them that I was high, and I was just like, bro, like, I swear I could run right now. I couldn't even feel like wow. I could run, like, all the way to college. And I started running, like,
get on the hell street. Out of here.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Like Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, like, yeah. Literally running.
Let's run, like, we're lions and tigers. Yeah, I was just tigers.
Like, yo, bro, like, let's run. Let's run right now. I was just so zooped.
That's good, bro.
So we got to college or whatever, and I was just like, we're just sitting on the futon, and I was just being so dumb and high. Like, I just remember, fuck. But yeah, every time since then, I got that high. And then, like, progressively it changed. Like, my high didn't stay the same.
It was never that awesome?
Yeah, like,
or that intense, then, I mean?
It's just hard to describe. Like, it was just weird because it was, like, thinking of how I am when I'm high now versus, like, back then, it's just a different high.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm high now, I could literally, like, get high and, like, do shit, you know?
It's
like,
because you're used to it. Yeah, you know how to act. You know how to. You know what's coming.
Yeah, like before, like when I got high, it was literally like shit from the movies. Like you got high, you watch a movie, or you play some games, or like
you eat a burger.
Yeah, like you just most delicious munch out, and you're just like
Doritos.
Yeah, like literally just so high. But so the second time I smoked weed, I got high.
And now you're pretty much an expert.
Yeah,
you have a bong in my house right now.
I do. That's true.
I gotta piss really badly right now, so I'm gonna pause the podcast, and when we get back, we're gonna finish with our shit stories.
Yeah, bro.
I have one shit story that's really short. I shit myself in my kitchen, and then you have a shit story from grade 8.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, we'll be right back.
I have another fucking misconception.
All right, this is the we're recording already. That's out of context. He was talking about something before that. Josh doesn't actually have a yeast infection.
I do not have a yeast infection. That was just a horrible time to.
That
like,
was a horrible time for me to record. All right, this is the second half. I came out from my piss and we talked and stuff like that. We gotta finish our shit stories.
Oh my god.
So,
you had like gay ass Ramen just called us.
Ramen just called us and.
Shittiest guest we've ever had ever.
I'm so happy I didn't post that episode.
Even though he's like the only guest we've ever had ever.
He's like a garbage man. Like, he talks, it's just banana peels and fucking lettuce coming out of his mouth.
Just bore.
Just shit. Like, it's just shit coming out of his mouth. Like, he calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, yo, what's going on, dude? He's playing Eve. Like, he's playing a video game.
Do you know what Eve is? Like, anybody who listens, please leave a comment. Like, if you know what Eve is, you know you have no life. Like, you know you have a baby penis if you play Eve.
He puts that over, like, interaction.
Like, over social interaction.
How? Okay, we talked enough shit about Ramen. Ramen really does deserve it. It's so easy to talk shit about Ramen.
I love Ramen just because he's like my emotional punching bag. Like, when I feel like shit, I just beat up on Ramen.
And you make yourself feel better.
I'm just like, fuck, Ramen, you're so fat. I'm so happy I'm not like you.
it's really funny because he's not even that fat.
He's like, really not. He's like, I wish I could say he's a nice guy, but he's such a fucking prick. Like,
yeah, he's a dick.
He's such a mean asshole. Like,
and stupid eyebrows.
Get Serrano's mom to do that.
Like, fuck off, Ramen.
Oh my god.
Wow, I love you. I honestly do have love
for you. Yeah, shout out to Ramen Choj.
Ramen, it's such a weird relationship to have.
Yeah, Ramen. It's pretty fucked up.
Because you just make fun of him, but you really do have love for him. He's like a little brother in a way.
Yeah. That's a perfect way to put it, because we literally just bag on him.
We've already had 6 minutes of talking shit about Ramen.
Yeah, sorry. Literally, this is dragging on.
Like, you might listen to this, Ramen, and if you do, just know that we love you.
Yeah, if you make it this far in the podcast, it's already like an hour in. I feel bad for whoever made it this far.
Yeah, like 54 minutes
in. We definitely got to make like multiple podcasts and cut them like 40 minutes short.
Yeah. This is going to be a long one. We're going to cut this off at an hour and 10.
Yeah.
Okay, because we can't go any longer than that. So I'm going to get right into the shit story.
Yeah, just get into your shit.
This is
get into your shit,
my second shit story. Get into my shit. This is like August or whatever the fuck, and I wake up early in the morning and my stomach feels like shit, but based off my diet and the salads that I eat, and sometimes I eat old salad and stuff like that, my stomach feeling like shit in the morning is nothing surprising. I'm just like, all right, my stomach feels like shit, whatever, I don't give a fuck. So I wake up, I'm in my boxers and my shorts. I mean, my boxers and my shirt. I go downstairs and I serve myself a bowl of cereal. I get my bowl out. I take out my box of cornflakes. And I open the cornflakes to pour it in, and
see where this is going.
The whole bag falls out, cornflakes spill all over the fucking place. I'm like, fuck, this is not a good way to start my morning, dog. cornflakes all over the floor. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to clean it up after I eat. Put the bag back into the box. I pour the cornflakes. It's good. I open up a thing of yogurt because I put yogurt in my cereal. And as soon as I open it, the shit just explodes in my fucking hands, bro. it's just blueberry yogurt all over the fucking floor. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Open a second one, the same shit happens, but not as much. It's still all over my fingers. I'm like, fuck, so I pour it in my cereal. Like, this is not looking good right now. There's cereal all over the floor. There's blueberry yogurt all over the floor.
That's pretty gross.
I feel like farting. I'm like, all right, I gotta fart. I fart, I shit all over the floor.
Oh my god. Shit, straight to the floor. Like, it's just. Is it like a turd or?
No, it's like a mini turd with 95% water and sludge. It's just muddy fucking Florida sludge.
It smelled so bad.
Yeah, it was horrible. I shit my fucking pants in my kitchen. So as I'm wiping up, I'm cleaning the. I shit my.
It's like a vomit pile of shit.
Yeah, yeah. So before I clean up the floor, I have to like fucking hop to the bathroom. I'm crab walking like fucking Zoidberg to the fucking washroom. And I wipe my ass. I'm like, shit, yo, I just shit myself in my kitchen. Like, this is an embarrassing way to start off my day. Like, it's
pretty horrible.
This is not good. I gotta go back to sleep and start my day again. I go back to my kitchen. I look at my kitchen floor. And it's just cornflakes, blueberry yogurt, and literally my shit on the floor. And I just start laughing my balls off. I'm like, yo, what a funny picture this is. And as I'm cleaning it up with my toilet with a paper towel, I'm just laughing so hard, bro. There's fucking feces. Feces mixed with my cereal and yogurt in the garbage can right now. Nonsense. Oh, like, it's fucking 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, what a bad way to start your day. It was funny though. It was a good way to start my day.
Oh god,
that's my second shit story. Josh, you have told me that you shit yourself in grade 8 on a field trip.
Yeah, I did.
Expand on that shit, because that sounds really funny.
Oh my god.
Shit stories are always the greatest, bro.
It's so bad. This is like such a shitty shit fucking second episode, all about shit.
It's literally just about shit.
Yeah, fuck. We should make this the third episode. We should slide this. Like, just fucking sorry, folks.
Third this episode. This is what this is about.
Yeah. Okay. So my
grade 8.
Yeah, grade 8.
Where do I begin?
So there was this fucking field trip. I remember a Christmas Carol or Christmas. It was like an animated fucking Christmas movie for like Scrooge or whatever, and I don't know, Christmas Carol or something.
So this is Christmas time then, I'm assuming.
November, probably? Like, it's not snowy outside, it's kind of chilly. Whatever, it's not, whatever. Yeah. It's dry outside.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's this field trip coming out for Christmas Carol or whatever. It's like a movie field trip, like the fucking kids that say Rafe go to a movie, whatever. And I asked my parents already to like pay for the field trip, and they did, and so the day the field trip comes and shit.
Excuse you.
And the night before, I had like hella hot wings. Like, I had hella chicken wings. Like, so many. And I went to sleep feeling blessed as fuck. I didn't shit that night though.
Nice.
Yeah, so I literally just went to sleep feeling blessed as fuck. I was like, all right, sick. The next morning was a fucking field trip, and, you know, I wake up, I feel like shit. Like, my stomach is just, like, bubble guts. I'm like, oh.
Wait, what type of wings? Like, were they frozen wings?
No, they were, like, hot, like, freshly, like.
Oh, you bought them from a store type of thing?
I don't know if we bought them from a restaurant. I just remember having wings the night
before. Oh, okay.
But they were, like, the saucy, like, spicy wings, you know? Yeah. Like, the buffalo, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And, so the next morning I wake up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, like. Stomach's bubbling and shit. And I already made my parents pay for this field trip. And you have Spanish parents. So yeah, you already know, like, when they pay for some shit. Yeah, you're going to that field trip. Like,
you can't not flop on this shit. Yeah,
there's
no excuse. Money went into this, you're going.
Yeah, like, you motherfucker. If you feel like shit, like, you're going to shit.
I don't give a fuck. Unless you're dead, you're going to shag it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, so I wake up and I'm like, no, like, mom, dad, I feel like shit. Like, just let me stay home. They're like, no. Obviously, fucking not. Like, the paper show you're going. So I was just like, fuck. All right. And they even, like, give me a ride to school that morning. Like, generally, I walk to school. Like, in elementary school, I used to walk to school since, like, grade 2, bro. Like,
oh, wow. Yeah.
Walk to school with my best friend, Kyle. Like, we meet up fucking somewhere.
You've known Kyle for that long?
Yeah, dude. That's nice. Junior kindergarten.
Wow. Yeah. All right, so yeah, so you were like, walking.
15 years plus.
So they drove you to school?
Oh, yeah. So they never drive me to school and shit. I always walk. But today, coincidentally, they fucking drove me to school because right. It's like a field trip or whatever. It's just like a special day. So in the fucking car ride, I'm like moaning and groaning and like my stomach's bubbling. And this is in grade eight. So this is like my first time kind of really having like those kind of like feelings and like the shits and stuff like that. So I'm still like not really used to like the signs of like my body
getting
me, you know,
like you're about to get diarrhea.
So I just assumed like I had a really bad stomach ache and like the shit I ate last night. Like I knew what it was from, but I just didn't know like what it was. I just thought it was like
you didn't know what was gonna happen.
So real shit. I didn't think I was gonna shit myself or anything. So I was just like, fuck. Oh, like my stomach's killing me. So we go to pick up Kyle, and we get to school or whatever. And yo, I swear to God, like we're supposed to get to school, and like half an hour after school starts, we're supposed to leave. So half an hour mark comes after school starts and the buses aren't here yet. And my stomach's still hurting. So I'm like, fuck. Okay, whatever. And like, we're all like, all the students who are going on a field trip, they're all waiting in the gymnasium. Like the gymnasium is like gymnasium with the stage and shit.
Yeah.
You know those ones in like elementary school. So yeah. We're all sitting on the stage and shit with like, just with our friends and shit waiting for the bus to come. And yo, I swear to God, the fucking bus or the buses or whatever, they loafed like a full fucking hour.
Bus drivers are fucking assholes.
Yeah, they're such pieces of shit.
School bus drivers.
So literally, an hour later after we're supposed to fucking leave, they finally come. And I'm like, by this point, I'm like, oh, God, like my stomach, fuck. So I'm like holding it together and I'm not that bad. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. I just, like, I feel super gassy and shit. My stomach's just not agreeing with me. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned my boy Justin earlier in the show. So
yeah, for the week story.
Yeah, so the buses are here, and he ended up being the person that I sat down beside. Like,
okay, yeah. In the bus.
So it was me and Justin or whatever. And, like, we went to Colossus. Like, you know that movie theater with, like, the UFO on top?
Oh,
Yeah. So it's like kind of a long bus ride. Yeah. It's like half an hour, like 45 minutes, right? So majority of the bus ride, like I straight up told Justin, like this is the point where I started getting more comfortable being open about my like shit.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yo, like Justin, like
I got
like,
shit.
Like I'm gonna be so honest with you, like my stomach hurts and like my parents didn't let me stay home, so like I'm gonna be like farting and stuff, and I'm so sorry. Like,
oh shit!
Like my stomach hurts, man.
Yeah.
So I was just honestly, and he was so nice about it. He was just cool, like, he was like, honestly, man, don't worry, like, do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, he obviously smelled my farts. Like, I smelled my farts. They were deadly, bro. Oh, like, boy. Fucking horrible ass farts. So I was literally just letting out farts, like, periodically throughout the whole bus ride, and like, my stomach was hurting. And Justin saw, like, I was in pain and shit. I was like, oh, like, holding my stomach and shit. Oh, like, shit. Yeah, don't worry, we're going to be there soon, bro. Just helping me out, being a good friend.
Yeah, yeah. Positive.
Yeah, so literally, like, bro. Letting out these deathly farts, and I swear, just like the fucking bus ride, I make it all the way to Colossus, dude.
Wow.
All the way to Colossus. We're entering the fucking parking lot, man.
45 minutes of pain.
45 minutes of pain and, like, shit farts.
Oh, boy.
And I swear to God.
As you're entering?
As I'm entering, bro. Like, no. I let out one more, just like, okay. And I hear it once again. It's like that.
Oh,
I was like,
fuck.
So I stop and like, oh, shit. Oh,
no.
So, yo, like Justin, I don't think he noticed. I think he just thought it was like another fart or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they all smell.
What was your facial expression when you
I was literally like.
You were like paused.
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, fuck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, like, that's when I knew I fucked up.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, literally. We're pulling up to Colossus, and I just shit myself, so I was like, fuck. I was like, fuck. And all the kids are getting off the bus and shit. And you know Kathy and shit, right?
Yes.
So at this point in time, like, it was grade 8, like, ending of grade 8. I was still, like, I had this, like, crazy love for Kathy and, like,
elementary
school and shit, yeah. And in, like, grade 8, closer to when we started going to, like, high school and shit, like, me and a couple other guys and shit, we started getting, like, really touchy, and I guess we were going through puberty.
Yeah,
and, like,
started,
like, slapping asses and, like, grabbing titties and shit.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, childish
pervs. Regular shit.
Yeah. So, like, casually to try and play it off, like, everything was fine. Like, all the kids were walking out of the bus. Like, I walked off the bus and shit. And, like, I went up, I fucking slapped Kathy's ass.
Wait a minute. So you slapped her ass with shit in your pants.
I slapped her ass with shit in my pants, dude. If she ever hears this is so fucking embarrassing.
Oh,
like, I swear, fuck. If her friends ever hear this, this is so fucking embarrassing.
I'm going to post this episode on Instagram.
To anybody who knows me, this is, like, me being real 100 with all y'all right now. This is, like, some serious, deep, like,
so wait, were you
embarrassing
trying to,
shit?
Were you trying
no,
to?
No, like, I was just trying to play it off like
you're trying to ignore happened. The shit in your pants.
Yeah, I was trying to like play it off like nothing happened. Like there's zero feces in my fucking boxes.
That's
right
fucking
now.
Fucking hilarious.
So yeah, I'm like playing it off like everything's cool and shit, and like I slap her ass like on the way like walking to the theater and shit, and literally we have the whole theater to ourselves, like it's closed or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so I literally like the first thing I do when I walk in. I'm still playing a cool whatever. I go up to my teacher, Miss Frayne. I'm just like, Miss, I'm not feeling well. Like, can I go to the washroom? And she's like, yeah, go. So I go and literally, bro, like, I take off my pants and, like, my boxers and shit. And I was wearing white striped boxers.
Oh,
disgusting. Like, yeah, like, straight dark brown, like mud, like chunky mud, bro.
Oh,
it was like yogurt. Like chocolate yogurt.
Like frozen yogurt?
Yeah, so literally I took off. I remember. I fucking came into the washroom, right? And since we just got there, some kids and some people like still need to use the washroom. I went to the washroom. The first thing I did, I went inside a stall. I fucking took down my pants. And like I saw like the shit in my boxers, obviously. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fucking gross. And it smelled like shit. And I was just about to shit. And yo, Justin and my other teacher, like my grade 7 teacher, Mr. Campbell, they both come into the washroom. I swear, like some other kid, they took a piss, they washed their hands. Justin was asking if I was okay because, like, on the bus and shit.
He asked you to the stall. He asked you if you were okay.
Yeah, like, he's just like, hey, fuck. Josh, like, while he was, like, washing his hands, he's like, are you okay and shit? Like, you sure? Do you want us to wait for you? And, like, Mr. Campbell obviously heard. So he's like, yeah, Josh, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, like, I'm fine. Yeah. Blah. I just didn't want them to, like, hear me fucking blast shit out of my ass. So he's just like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, I'm fine. Blah, blah, blah. Just give me a second.
Please get
there.
The fuck out.
Yeah, pretty much is what I was trying to say. And they took, like, five fucking minutes. Five full minutes, which felt like forever.
Yeah.
So as soon as they left, bro, like, my asshole just unclenched. And I swear to God, like, a river poured out of my ass. It was so bad. So I fucking discard my boxers. Like, I take off my pants and my boxers, like, in the stall.
Yeah.
And I throw my dirty shit boxers, like, under the stall beside me. I don't even throw into the garbage.
You just want to get rid of them.
Yeah, I just throw
like
them
a cash with the fucking pipe. You just get away from me.
Yeah, pretty much. But I just, like, toss that shit.
Wow.
So I fucking come out and, like, I wash my hands and I'm chilling. And at this point, I'm commando in my jeans.
Wow.
Yeah, and, like, I felt like I just, like, came through a close call because nobody really knew that I shit
myself. Yeah, like, you passed through it.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, it was, like, you know, right.
You got through it.
Yeah, like, right when we got to the movie theater, I, like, shit, whatever, I cleaned it up, and, like, I blew up my ass, like, right after. Yeah, so everything was, like, it wasn't awesome, but it was, like, better than...
Things were looking good.
Yeah.
Things were peachy.
Yeah, I was like, all right, you know. It'll pass.
Imagine being the fucking janitor having to pick up the fucking shitty boxers.
Oh, no, dude, the story's not done yet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so literally, I go back to the movie, right? And the movie's already started and shit. And, like, I go, like, find Kyle and my friends and shit. And I go sit beside Kyle, right? And I'm just like, yo, dude. I just shit myself. He's just like, just now? Like, I was just like, no, like, on the bus here. Like right when we pulled into the parking lot. He's just like, did you go clean that shit? I was just like, well, yeah, that's where it was just now. Just like, all right, well, like, you good?
You good, yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I'm good.
Kyle seems like a good friend.
Yeah, yeah. And so whatever, we go back to watching the movie and shit, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I kind of need to take a piss. And, like, my stomach's fine or whatever, like, it doesn't feel weird or anything. And, so I'm just like, all right, I kind of need to pee. And I tell Colin, like, yeah, I'm going to go to the washroom, whatever. I, like, go to my teacher, like, walk over, and, like, yeah, I'm going to go to the washroom. She's like, okay. And I go to the washroom, whatever, like, mid-movie. And, bro, like...
Oh, man.
Remember I'm fucking commando, okay?
Yeah.
In my jeans. And these are, like, at the time, these are, like, some of my favorite pairs of jeans, not, like, my favorite pair. So I'm in commando in my jeans, and I go to the washroom, and I'm by myself, right? So I go up to the urinal, and I'm, like, taking a piss or whatever, and I feel this fart coming on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
Literally, I'm pissing, and I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to fart real quick. I let this fart out. And yo, I feel this slime just like slide out of my ass.
Oh shit!
I'm just like, oh
fuck.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God, I literally like I stopped pissing. Like you know when you're midstream,
yeah.
Like you seize up like your stream. Like, yeah, I was just like,
deer.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
So literally, I stopped fucking pissing. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I waddle as quickly as I can because this is, like, liquidy-ass diarrhea. Like, to the, like, where it's, like, fucking sliding down my ass.
It's in your fucking socks. That's how it is.
Like, it's liquidy as fuck. So, literally, I, like, waddle over to the fucking stall as quickly as I can. Like, fucking shimmy down my pants.
Oh, no.
And, yo, like, I fucking get toilet paper. And, like, when I go to reach, like, since I'm in such a hurry, I kind of, like, miss. And I get shit, like, all over my thumb. All over my fucking thumb, and I'm like, so I have to keep wiping and shit, or else it's gonna like go down my leg and shit. I'm like fucking wiping up my leg. I'm like,
okay. Yeah, dude.
And it got all my fucking jeans. I was like, oh, there was like a spot. So I literally had to like scrub the shit out of that.
Oh my god, fucking, it's so disgusting.
Yeah, so I was like in the washer for like 20 minutes trying to like scrub the fucking shit stain with like wet paper towels like out of my fucking jeans. So I literally went back after shitting myself for a second time. So I shit my boxers. I went back. And then I shit my jeans. So I was like, fuck. So I had to sit through the rest of the movie like
with
that.
Shit stains.
With shit stains. Like, they were as clean as I could have gotten.
Yeah,
but they were still shit stained, man.
Of course, yeah.
So obviously,
did you think that you smelled?
I probably smelled.
Oh,
like,
boy.
It was a very faint smell, but it still smelled like shit.
Yeah.
So literally I went back and I told Kyle what happened again. Like, oh my god. Like, he's just laughing. He's just like, yo, this is just not your day.
Real shit. This is not your day.
I was just like, fuck. Oh god. So pretty much I just hold in like all my farts and shit. I'm not taking any chances until like the end of the day. And then we get back to school. I'm just like, yeah, I don't feel well. Like, is it okay?
I
stayed
home.
No, like I didn't even go home. I just stayed in the office and shit.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't even that much left of like school day and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just played it off like my stomach hurt, so I literally didn't even go to class. I just stayed in, like, this little section. But, yeah, man, that was,
That's hectic.
Yeah.
You got shit on your pants. You shit yourself twice.
Yeah, I shit myself twice. It was pretty bad.
Wow, dude.
Yo, for, like, anybody who hears this fucking story who, like, knows Kathy or knows me or knows, like, anybody, like, yo, this is some real shit. Like, this is some shit that you're only finding out now.
Wow. Well, it's not going to get any better than that, man. Might as well cut it off now.
Yeah, might as well. We might make another podcast tonight and, like, make that, like, the second one or the third one.
We got to think of another theme and stuff. Plus, we got ramen tomorrow. Well, I don't know. Fuck ramen.
Yeah, fuck ramen. It's such a shit, like,
go fuck yourself, ramen, you piece of shit.
Fat dick.
Go play Go fuck yourself.
Nah, JK, love
you. Yeah, we do love you. Wow. So, this is a pretty successful second episode.
I think it was pretty fucking solid. Like, literally, we didn't pause or anything.
50 views on the first episode. Awesome. Pretty happy that. Thanks for everybody who listened.
Yeah, hopefully we don't fucking lose any fucking listeners or anything because of this shit.
Hopefully we just keep climbing the mountain, going up higher and higher.
This is just like a little nasty episode.
Just shit themed stories. We hope you enjoyed it. If not, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand why you didn't listen because it's a bunch of shit.
This helps you get to know us on a more personal level.
Yeah, the whole purpose of this is to be very open.
Yeah.
And I might as well close it off now. If you stay tuned till next week we might have some special guests. I'm very happy for that. Hopefully you guys get on. I know you guys are going to be listening to this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
And I really do appreciate you guys listening to this. My name's Etienne, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host Josh. Josh, say goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, everybody. Have a fucking amazing day or night or whatever the fuck you're listening to this.
And thanks for listening. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Peace out, bitches.
Bye-bye.